Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Black Law and Legal Lies, where in 2020, we specialize in bringing you the truth, my truth, as I know it. My name is Dan.
We've always brought the truth.
Keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show across all social media platforms at Black Law Podcast.
Right, and I'm just Dan, and you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies. Always the truth, though.
And rounding out this trio is Afro Becky. That's me.
Becky.
Hey, y'all.
This week's episode is brought to you by Tampax, the makers of tampons.
You dumb. Tampax, the makers of tampons.
Yeah.
You dumb.
I mean, really I'm saying. Dumb.
Owned by P&G, I believe.
Procter and Gamble, yes.
Who is actually a front for demons?
Oh shit.
Yes. Yes.
Actually, we're moving this to the first one because.
Yes.
Did anybody get an opportunity to actually see the video of the America's Frontline Doctor?
Yes.
You saw. Absolutely. I didn't get to see it. Becky.
No, I didn't see it either.
All I know is it is pure freaking comedy.
So
Stella Emanuel. I thought Dan was crazy. That bitch is crazy. And let me tell you something, America.
Oh, wait. The one that Trump tweeted?
Yeah, I don't.
That one?
I don't call women bitches. I think that is like degrading to women, period.
I do.
But this bitch is crazy.
Man.
She is mad for real, for real. She crazy for real. I don't know how she got a medical degree.
From another country.
But still, it
don't take much over
there. It's like every doctor in that country crazy. Like, how do they get...
I would venture to say, yeah. So, I didn't get a chance to see the actual video, and here's why. I do not really do Facebook. I have a Facebook account mainly from when I used to use Facebook and for show purposes, right? So
I don't do Facebook either. But dude, you got to go back and watch that.
You can't find it. I'm sure if I look for it, I could. But I kept seeing certain people post this video. Here's the video they didn't want you to see. I don't watch videos that they don't want me to see. They don't want me to fucking see them. But anytime it's some shit like that, this is the video that they're trying to ban or they're trying. I don't watch that shit because I know it's bullshit. So I'm looking at the people, too. And you need to watch this. You need to. No, the fuck I don't. Get the fuck out my face. So I just kept on ignoring it. And I kept seeing it pop. And then I started getting text messages with screenshots. This is the video they took down. You need to see this. So finally, I see a news article about it. And they didn't show the video, but they were talking about it. And I'm like, oh, wait. That's the bitch that was on the stairs talking. Oh, America's Frontline Doctors.
And your president about as... He doubled down on that stuff, too. Dude, I always knew Cheetos was crazy. I did. I always knew. But did y'all see... You have to go and find it. There was a CNN reporter who started asking him questions.
He walked off.
Yeah. He was like, questions. And then your girl was like, yada, 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 yada. And he was like... And he left because she started asking about the aliens and the demons. And I was like, you know, I'm sitting up here like, tell me about the aliens and the demons.
Becky, do you know about the aliens and the demons?
I know about the question that was asked about the aliens and the demons.
Oh, my God.
Let's break this down.
Oh, my God.
All right. Piece by piece. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today is we're talking about the mental health working from home. We're also going to talk about financial responsibility. Next week's episode, you'll hear us refer to it as if it's going to be the week afterwards, but we're time traveling because we listen to Dr. Chiquita. Frontline Doctors. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone from EMTs to nurses to doctors, to surgeons, they are all front lines.
Workers, correct.
This is a
French group.
Super PAC.
It's a fringe group.
Well,
is what it is.
That looks like one. So it's paid for by Republicans, and it was recorded by Breitbart.
It actually, it's
the Tea Party.
Tea Party, right? I was about to say it's not Republicans. It is the Tea Party who are backing these doctors. And when I tell you these people are batshit crazy, these people are really, and their leader is definitely batshit crazy. But I just don't understand how people with a brain, anybody who can form cogent thought, would actually listen to these people and go, damn, they're right. I don't understand it. I can't
people
get it.
I tweeted this after reading about it and seeing the news reports, is I really did not give people, I didn't think people were this stupid. I didn't think it was possible. This is what's scary, is it's our people. Now, black people are posting this video, and I'm like I said, Facebook, I log in to post show clips on our page, but I'm seeing the people I grew up with. Black people, they're primarily Democratic and liberal, but they're posting this shit like, yeah.
Because they see a black woman out front. And see, that goes back to something that we've said in other episodes. Us against them. You put a black woman in front.
As I don't their think puppet. It's. There you go.
I think that might have a small.
That's something that that plays a part.
Yeah.
It does.
The largely. And I hate to lump our people together, but we love some conspiracy theories. We do. Like,
you know what? You're right, because you love you some conspiracy theories.
See, but the thing is, I know that they're conspiracy theories. These people, they're taking this shit as a gospel. And it's like, you look at the Hotep niggas, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all they preach is conspiracy theory, right?
You're right.
Our people love some conspiracy theories, but yet we spit them as if they are fact.
That's correct.
That's crazy. That's what we do. American Frontlines doctors. That's not real. That's not a real thing. Two, the woman gets out there and says, you don't need masks because we have a cure for COVID.
Yet, let me interject here. The woman says that you don't need masks and you should not be wearing them. Yet on Facebook, every video that she has where she's speaking, 90%+ she's wearing a mask.
Oh, but they're surgical masks, because she did not need to use the N95 masks. So she has a cure for COVID, ladies and gentlemen. And the cure is, care to guess?
That one, this thing I can't say.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, I'm unlike the president, I'm going to admit that I don't know how to say it. Instead zinc, of butchering it.
Zinc, and what's the other one? Zithromax or something. Whatever.
Yeah, she didn't I hear, I could have sworn, did she throw remdesivir in there as well?
She didn't, but there were other doctors.
I knew somebody said remdesivir as well.
So, anyway, everyone's taking this shit like, oh, shit. Well, we really don't need to wear masks now. And, you know, this lady is a doctor, and you can't discredit her because she's a medical professional. Who are we to judge? We're not doctors.
Well,
that bitch shouldn't be either.
But you know what's funny? They're saying that, yet they are discrediting, and because we know somebody exactly like this, they are discrediting and not taking the word of Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has been a leading
expert
in infectious diseases
for how long? 50 years
or more. Yeah.
Right. He served how many?
I think
presidents.
Two or three, maybe sitting.
I think it's like four.
I think he served under Carter, Reagan, Bush Senior, Bush Junior, Clinton. And
that's
Obama.
So that's five. Well, now six.
I'm not sure about Carter, but I know Reagan.
Right. And the both Bushes, and I know Clinton and Obama. That's four right there. And as I said, Cheetos would be five if we're going to count that. So this man has been given prestigious honors and accolades across our nation as well as the world. And I know someone personally who discredits everything that he says, because why should we listen to him? Yet this same person is a Tea Partier.
Wait, do I know this person?
You do.
Not surprised.
You do.
Okay.
You do. And, you know, when this person talks, I just look back and I'm like, so my question is always, well, why is he wrong and you're right? You know, and that normally stops people in their tracks, because it's like, he doesn't know this, he doesn't know this, he doesn't know this, and he says this, but it's this. And, you know, I thought better of you because I didn't think that you would listen, just listen to people in X, Y, and Z. Well, how do you know the information that you know? Did you read it out of a plethora of journal? Medical books? No. Well, where'd you get your information from?
Even if you did read it out of medical books, it is a novel virus. Right. It ain't going to be in no medical book.
Right, but my thing is always, why is it that your information is accurate, but mine and Dr. Fauci's isn't? Like, I am not a medical professional. I am not an infectious disease expert. So I am going to rely on the people who have done this for, as we like to say, umpteenth years. I'm going to rely on them as opposed to Cheetos, who wants you to inject your lungs with cleanser.
Oh,
very
no.
Bright light.
But basically inject yourself with bleach.
Correct. Yeah.
So to move on to the demons and
the
whatever.
Aliens.
So this doctor who we're taking medical advice from now in 2020. She has videos posted where cystic fibrosis, endometriosis.
Mm-hmm.
And a plethora of gynecological issues,
mm-hmm,
all stem from either demon sex, astral sex, or witch sex. Now, let me tell y'all about this, because this is something that I'm actually well-versed in.
Oh, wait, you're in astral and demon sex?
Much like this medical doctor who we're taking seriously. I'm going to need everyone to take me seriously, because this is my expertise.
Well,
right?
You know what? Because you used to watch Doctor Who. So,
I did.
So you definitely would and be I'm well-versed.
On, I'm up on game, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is a quote, which she says, one, the spirits, right? That you have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a man, they collect your semen,
mm-hmm,
and then they use it in their realm to reproduce. So human semen can be taken from you without you actually ejaculating,
mm-hmm,
into the spirit realm, where human semen makes spirits.
Right, which is why, according to this same doctor, most of humanity is carrying either alien or demon DNA. Because of
the demon sex.
The demon or the
astral.
Mm-hmm. Astral or the alien sex. This is also the same woman who said, and I am quoting her, that scientists are creating a vaccine that will make you unreligious or non-religious or turn you away from religion.
Mm-hmm. So this woman is very highly regarded amongst Facebook users,
quacks,
Twitter users, and social media. So anyway, I just couldn't believe that people believe this, even without hearing about her demon sex, alien DNA, witchcraft, like whatever. So now she has a GoFundMe.
Wait, what?
Really?
Yeah, because now they're trying to come take her medical license away from her.
Wait, who's trying to do that?
She didn't say.
Oh, so that's another conspiracy.
They are. Maybe the witches.
Probably
who knows?
It was the demons, because she just outed their whole plan for domination. But you know, she's also...
The reptilians, too.
Right, I was about to say, y'all remember the TV show V?
Mm.
Remember? I don't know. This was back in the day. It was like a miniseries made for TV, It was about this alien species who took the form of humans, and they were harvesting humans. And V is what the name of this thing was. And when I heard that whole reptilian thing, I was like, I actually watched V, and she turned it into a doctrine.
Well, there's lots of people that believe in the reptilians. They believe our government is a shadow government that's part of the military industrial complex.
About the deep state?
Yeah, that too is run by shapeshifters and reptilians.
Wow.
And Jesse Ventura gonna find them. And
isn't Jesse Ventura dead?
Nah, he out looking for Bigfoot and them.
Oh.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that shit is a hoax. It took us 16 minutes to let you know it's a hoax. And you are, I rarely say this to people, like, and mean it. You are stupid if you believe any of what's in that video.
Anything that comes out of any of their mouths. And not just Stella Emanuel, but any last one of those doctors. If you are a patient, because according to them, they have successfully treated hundreds, if not thousands, of patients with hydroxychloroquine, and they have cured them.
Does the president have stock in that company? He has to. He's been pushing that shit for
forever.
Months.
That and remdesivir. But the thing is, what this is Donald Trump's thing when, because he is a narcissist, and well, narcissistic, he is sick, but. Classic is for them to have like one point, continue to say it until it becomes reality for them. So he heard hydroxychloroquine could do X, Y, and Z. That's what was said. And what he heard was, that's the cure. Go out and get it. And he is not, he said it. So once it's out of his mouth, he doubles and triples and quadruples down because he cannot admit that he is wrong. That is classic narcissism.
Mary Trump's book actually addresses a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And I haven't, like, I don't know if y'all got Audible because I can't read. I'm kind of slow like that, but
Let me tell you. I have downloaded John Bolton's book and Mary Trump's book, and I started reading.
John Bolton's a piece of shit, though. He could have everything that's in that book.
What's crazy?
He was trying to save his ass.
That's one thing. Two, it was about the money, because why say in a hearing what I can say in a book and make millions off of it? But here's the thing. As far his, he has a lot of insight into who Donald Trump is and into what actually went on in the White House during his tenure. And that book, like, I was not going to get it. And I decided to read it because I was interested. And just the way that he places people in his cabinet is telling. Because, you know, what Donald Trump does, and I believe I've said this before, we've talked about him before and what he does, he leads by poll. So basically, you know, he throws an idea out and he will ask Dan, he will ask Beck, he will ask me, he will ask somebody else. And depending on what they say, then that's how he's going to go. That's how he's going to proceed. That's what he did with his cabinet. Like the people that he placed in the early days of his presidency and how he does it now is basically, I'm going to throw a name out, or somebody's going to throw a name out. And if people start talking good about him, okay, yeah, let's get that. If they start talking bad about him, it's nah.
Man, you know, he's the first sitting president ever to me to a demon. I'm telling you, how the fuck you me to a demon? Now, look, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the point where we've just crossed 150,000 deaths in the U.S. corona.
I think we crossed, it's like more than 150,000.
I know yesterday, I want to say we broke 150 yesterday, somewhere around there. That is, I mean, you can combine all kinds of different catastrophic events, different wars, things, and we've never lost this many Americans in such a short period of time.
Right.
And the onus falls directly on Donald Trump, who is a leader without a conscience, right?
Because
he's not even a leader, but
he refused to take it seriously because it affected the perception that he was a strong leader.
Yeah. So what this also has done is the U.S. right now, I want to say we're leading in cases, in active cases. Mm-hmm. We're probably leading in deaths. Mm-hmm. And we are number one. We're leading in everything bad. Mm-hmm. Our economy has been shut down for quite some time now. And that brings us to today's topic, which is working from home and the mental health toll that it can take on you. Because as Ann was saying before we started recording, some people's their only socializing is done when they go into an office. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people, but I'm pretty sure she had somebody else in mind. So let's start with, have you worked from home?
I did not.
Okay. So
I have no dog in this hunt, but I do know people that have.
Mm-hmm.
So I can relate their experiences and the things that they've said to me, which is why I wanted to bring this topic up. You know, especially knowing you were like bouncing off the walls at some point, you know, in the beginning.
I'll speak to my experience.
And I'm sure Becky is bouncing off the walls right now.
She'll speak to her experience.
You know, so, but that, like you said, that was the thing that struck me, you know, and also.
What about our crazy homegirl?
Yeah, that definitely was. She was bouncing off the walls, still bouncing off the wall, but that's just her character. But what I actually started thinking about, a lot of the tech companies are actually going to keep telework.
Right. Permanently.
Right. They're going to keep teleworking.
This situation has definitely changed the way Americans work,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of the mental health aspect, you have a lot of people, most people do not like change.
Mm-hmm. Very change averse. That's right.
And whenever you start changing shit, that's when everything goes to shit.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have people that are now isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that are stuck at home with their kids all day. You have people trying to, if they are working from home, manage their childcare so that the child doesn't, you know, tear up the house.
Right. Interfere when they are actually trying to work.
Right. Also, get your job done. Maybe have conference calls, cook dinner, do laundry, like, run a household when you're just kind of thrown into it.
Well,
you throw off everybody's routine.
Right. Your village is actually gone.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, you know, we in our community, we say it takes a village to raise a child, and it 100% does take a village in any community. And as a part of your village, teachers in schools were a part of your village. You know, doctors were a part of your village. Your children's other classmates and their parents were a part of your village because, you know, you used to send your kid to somebody's house for sleepovers. You used to have play dates.
My mom always said it takes a village to raise an idiot.
But now, as Becky said, you are isolated. You know, if you're a woman, your mom, even if you have a husband, you know, for the most part, I don't know in other households, but I know in my household growing up, my mom was the one who did homework, did housework, you know, cooked, cleaned, everything else. And I can't even imagine if we had a situation like this when we were growing up. I know for a fact that my mom would probably have killed one of us.
I can say my experience was I voluntarily started working from home as more or less for two reasons. One, because I really don't fucking like people. And we had a lot of older women working in the office. Now, at that point, I was not aware that I had been exposed. Well, not exposed, but contracted COVID. So I'm like doing a responsible thing. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Because if one of these old ladies goes home and dies, and even though we won't be able to prove who gave it to her or how she even got it, she might not even. Guilt, I would still feel bad. Mm-hmm. So I started working from home in early March. My commute was this shit. I would wake up, go to the pool house, and I was at work. So the first couple of weeks, I'm like, okay, yeah, dude, I can deal with this. The problem was not working from home that drove me crazy. I can do the whole working from home. Although socializing, like at the office, that's the only place I socialize. The thing that was killing me was the gym.
Having that closed.
Yeah. So my life is relatively simple and isolated. Home, gym, work, maybe a store here and there. But the gym being closed, on top of the anxiety of watching the news every single day, like the news stayed on, like watching the stock market, watching what's going on in the world.
And the death toll numbers on the screen.
Jumping.
Right. Hospitalizations that are on there constantly.
And the president was having daily press briefings, and I'm watching them like, this is where we live? So the working from home didn't really get to me or bother me. It was the lack of being
in your routine.
Right, able to go. So like I tried to get out and go walking or go bike riding. My bike broke. And do all these other things, but nothing really replaced the gym.
Yeah, climbing stairs with cement blocks.
Well, that's when I decided to go.
Climbing stairs where?
That's when I decided to go back to work. So,
at the job.
Yeah, after about, I want to say I worked from home for what, 2 weeks? 3 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, about that.
I'm like, yo, fuck this. I'm going back to the office. So I went to the office. I went to a office that we have that nobody was at. What's crazy is it really would be no different than going to the pool house. None of my coworkers were there. It was an empty office. The entire office was empty. Every now and then someone would come to the warehouse to pick something up, but I'm in there by myself. But just the feeling of being able to get up
and leave your house, right? Leave that area that, I mean, you start to feel closed in. That's why, like, it's like being on vacation and experiencing Groundhog's Day. If y'all remember
that's
that.
That's how Bill my vacations are every year.
You know, that Bill Murray movie, just waking up and doing the exact same thing.
But right now, that's where I'm at right now, is Groundhog's Day. But to finish up here, what I did was I started going to work, and it just gave me a feeling of having somewhere to be. Then I said, okay, so the gym ain't open. I got this big ass building to myself. I ain't talking like a little office. I'm talking about a big ass building, like thousands and thousands of square feet. I built my gym, man. So I was working out every day. I would go to work. I would get there at about 10:30, even though some people would say, nah, you don't be on the time clock till about 11:30. Because that's when I clock in, motherfuckers. I be there when I be there. So I would go to work. I would do my work, answer phone calls, whatever the hell else, not a lot going on. Then at 2 p.m. every day, I would get in my workout. I would, for 30 minutes, take a cinder block, run up and down the stairs, ankle weights. And then after that, 3 o'clock comes, I would go to lunch, go home, have lunch, go back to work until about 6:30. Until somebody decides to fuck my routine up. And not the one you're thinking either. I could
the man
deal
with the hat.
No, I could deal with him.
Oh, no. Doughboy did. Yep. Doughboy did come back.
Another one of my coworkers decides that he can't concentrate anymore at the office he's at. He needs to be somewhere more isolated, somewhere more quiet, somewhere where Dan is. And since then another one joined us. And now we got three people in the office. But working from home, I could deal with it. But I wasn't by myself. I wasn't alone. Right. I was in a different section of the house.
But Beck was there.
Yeah, I wasn't alone. So that was my experience. Could I have continued to do it longer? Absolutely. I would have just needed to find another way to get out the house, whether it's go to the park. I tried that, the jog, or anything just to get out for a little bit.
Right. But we're talking about people. When I mentioned it, I was thinking more about people who lived alone. And as I said, going to work is the only time, who are quite like you, not very social, but are social with people in their offices. And then you are told, don't come in, right, work from home. And now you're there by yourself.
Yo, what's crazy is the writer, too. Well, her Twitter is at JazzFly. She committed suicide. She was a writer for This Is Us, I think, Showtime's Kidding with Jim Carrey, and other. She had some big shows under her belt. She was
and she committed suicide.
39 years old, and her tweets leading up to it, of course, in hindsight, 2020, but her tweets leading up to it is like, oh, she's like the rest of us. She's struggling, like, just talking about how anxious she is and how she hates being home, da-da-da-da. Oh, well, she's like everybody else. Then she commits suicide. And then you go back and look at the tweets and you're like, oh, shit.
You saw
that was
it
a
then.
Cry for help.
Right.
But nobody knew.
But, you know, that's normally how it happens. When we talk about suicide, there's always something. People are always reaching out for help. But
I'm not.
They're doing. Dude, when's the last time you tried to commit suicide?
This morning. No, I just in general, but I don't think I
you
reach
cry,
out for
you
help.
Cry out. You do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Becky?
Yes, you do.
You would know, Becky?
He does not. He does not. He doesn't. He will not. It might be in a...
It's action. It's
yeah,
right.
It's,
you know,
it's behavioral.
Right, exactly.
It's not
right.
Verbal.
Correct, but... That is the thing. Cries don't have to be. So,
I would like an example, since y'all want to talk about behavioral, so, like I'm a damn
right,
child.
So correct. So here it is. When you go to 3-a-days, we know something's wrong. Like if you start like working out obsessively, we know something's wrong. Because working out is how you get your whole brain chemistry going.
Runner's high type shit.
So
this
yeah.
This is where you're wrong.
Nah.
Because the past, ever since they opened my gym up, I've been there every single day.
Yeah, because you have anxiety issues.
And nothing else to do. Becky.
You have anxiety issues.
Yo, I'm one of the fattest, healthy niggas y'all know, man. Becky, how is your experience working from home? Because you started shortly after I did.
No. I started right before you did.
Before,
right?
Okay. And
a couple
days
before you did.
You are still working from home right now.
Yes. I'm still working from home. I have been to the office on 2 occasions.
Yeah, I heard you had to emergency bail out somebody.
Yeah. So I started in March. They said that because of our office environment, which is basically a cube farm, there isn't any way that we can all be in the office and socially distance. So one, they said, be prepared to, because they tried to give us some hints like, okay, the numbers keep on going up. You know, we might have to think about remote working, think about what you're going to need at home. Think about this, think about that. Think about what software you're going to need access to. Think, you know, are you going to need a laptop? And that was a stupid question because they're oh, we don't have any laptops. So,
wait, really? Think about if you're going to need one, but we don't have any.
Well, yeah, because the thing is, it was a resource issue.
Right. Right.
Right. I mean, at the time, people really didn't need, not very many people needed laptops because they were all working from home.
Correct.
Not very many people needed remote access. Remote access was like coveted.
Right, because you were working at the
physical
location.
And then the type of work that, or the industry that I'm in, you're dealing with a lot of, you could possibly be dealing with personal health information or
and that definitely has to be secured,
right? Mm-hmm. So there were all of these concerns about how are we going to make sure that these things are secure? How are we going to give people access to things that they need and not give up our control of data and security?
Mm-hmm.
Then the orders came down and said, as of today, this is it.
Everybody
worked from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled out my laptop.
I pulled out too.
No, you don't.
I dug out my laptop.
Oh, that's happened once when the condom broke.
You dug it out?
I didn't.
Well, who dug it out?
And who are you talking about? Because that did not happen with me.
Whoever it was. Because
who is you talking about?
Man, it was the demon. It was the demon. Shit.
I don't think I booted up this laptop since maybe 2014.
Good Lord. Did the thing even work?
I was scared, but
did it work? It worked.
It worked. Jeez. I was able to get what I needed to get. And
So was it still operational with the new software?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it works. So
An IT professional lives here. Just
you ain't nobody professional. Let me ask you this question. So how has working from home affected you mentally?
I don't think the lack of socialization has really made an impact on me mentally.
So do you not miss your coworkers? Do you not miss going into the office?
Look, we talk the same or more than we used to because one of my bosses is very paranoid. And now we have to have daily calls on Zoom or Teams or what is it? Or WebEx or, you know, dealing with all of the freaking different video conferencing software is one thing.
And let me guess, everything during these meetings could have been in a one paragraph email.
Yes.
So we need to fucking get rid of these dinosaurs. I'm sorry. But they should be the first to go when
are we talking
old
people?
Oh yeah,
like old older office workers.
Yeah, not the demons. Dude, and the time astral. Out.
Just to let you know,
let me finish.
That's a bit of ageism.
I don't care. Let me finish though.
Wait, you because, don't care?
Yeah,
really?
What's happening is they are making this work from home for a lot of people. Like Becky's isn't the only story. They're making it one more complicated than it has to be. More. Hard than it has to be. And
and complicated, not the same thing, but okay.
But they are not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Hard is what I give her 3 times a week. Complicated is what I give her every day.
Wait, 3 times a week?
3 times a week. And I give her complicated every day. So anyway, but they're making it harder than it has to be, more complicated than it has to be. And they're nuisances. That's what they're
nuisance. This is exactly why affirmative action is needed.
Well,
this is exactly why.
Nah, get them the fuck out of here.
See what I'm saying? This is exactly why.
They should not be in
a
position.
You are an ageist.
They should not be in a position of any type of authority position if they cannot handle.
Experience means nothing.
Obviously, they have no experience.
They do have experience. They just don't have experience. In
they don't have
all
skill.
Of these technologies.
Get them the fuck out of here, then.
This
because
is
they're taking something that is very simple. And working
see,
from home,
when stuff ties into things. This is exactly why affirmative action is as it is for people like
home,
you who would basically put older Americans to pasture.
So working from home is for most people that aren't consumer facing, client facing, no different than sitting at your desk at work.
But dude, there are some young people who can't operate certain
good for
platforms.
Them. Good for them.
And
but
they make
are they
stuff
the supervisors?
Complicated.
Are they the supervisors?
It doesn't matter.
Are they the ones that are putting, are they implementing, or as you would like to say, implicating?
No, I don't ever say implicating.
Implicating this, the different rules. Like, okay, now we got to do this. Now we got to do that. Like,
but they are part of the, they're part
if
of
you
the
don't
team.
Know,
and if the,
fuck
if,
the team.
If somebody,
if,
no, if no, somebody
listen,
on the team.
Listen, if you don't, if we're playing on the same team and you don't know what the fuck you're doing and somebody else does, teamwork.
Right. See, that's what, okay, exactly. So why does teamwork not That same principle hold mm-hmm. true for the leader as well. Because the leader,
they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and they're calling the shots.
But the only thing that they don't know, the only thing that they have not grasped is the technology. They have the knowledge of everything else. But as I said, there are young people who are not technologically bent. People, so they slow the team down as well. I'm sure Beck could speak to that.
When stuff happens, people get stupid. So this person that might have all this experience and all this knowledge is stupid now. Yeah, he doesn't even know how to do his own job.
Yeah, but the problem is that is not a product of age, because you can be any age and be stupid.
Well, hence, when you're old and stupid, when you're old and stupid, nah. They are like all these old legacy supervisors.
You know what? The hell with you, man. I would need you to leave these old folks alone.
No, I know people right now for the company that I work for who, if they can't see you, you're not working. It doesn't matter.
But that's not old people.
He's old. He's old. Just because you close to his age.
Well, look, that's the sentiment that my one supervisor has. They worked from home for maybe 4 or 5, like a month. And then they're like, look, I can't deal with the technology that I have at home. It's frustrating for me because I can't find what I need. I can't put my hands on something that I want to look at. So I'm just going to go back to work, because for his mental health, it was easier to work at work. Right. than to work at home.
I think you said it. People are change averse.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has done something a certain way for a very long time. And he is familiar with his surroundings. And what the job did is basically pick him up out of this familiar surrounding with where he could find everything that he needed, dropped him at home with a machine that, man, I don't know where none of this stuff
is. Give his ass a machine gun then.
You know, you need a machine gun to the mouth.
Yeah, give me,
and then
give me
for
one.
Him, he like the way that our office is set arranged.
Mm-hmm.
He can look down a row and see who's here, who's not.
Right.
See, or to get up and walk down the aisle and say, okay, I need you to do this or I need you to do that.
And that's what that. So let me back ask, to what you said, change
ask,
of verse.
Let me ask you this, right? See, but, well, that's the whole thing is, one, not being able to see you. If I can't see you, you're not working. That is not true, because especially in my office, do you know how many times main supervisors have seen me and I was not working?
But do you know you never work?
I don't, if I don't have to. My job is problem, problem, solution. That's my job.
You don't work as a general rule. So what the hell?
Let me ask you this, Becky, right? So right now, how many hours are you working a week, and are you more productive from home? And I want you to contrast your hours you were working at the office versus working from home and your productivity level.
Let's preface that by saying that you can look. There's actually data out there that says that people are more productive working from home than in the office. So
productivity went up. Workaholicism went up.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that I have remote access, I can.
There's nothing you can't do.
I can do it when I think about it.
Right.
However, I don't feel, I still feel like I'm playing catch up all of the time, because due to COVID and the nature of my work, I've had to take on different projects that are outside of the routine work that I have to do.
So is that because you are now taking on other people's jobs?
No.
Or other people's tasks? Are these ancillary to what you would normally do?
It has compounded what I normally do.
So where did that come from?
COVID.
No, I'm saying, so it is things that are still HR things, mm-hmm. right? But now, so give me an example.
So as an example, well, I'll just tell you what we did. So, and this is just my opinion about why it was done.
Mm-hmm.
But the company was trying to be sensitive to people who were unable to work because the governor had shut down certain functions. So, for instance,
elective surgeries,
things like that. So, therefore, staff were unable to work because there wasn't work to do.
Wait, speaking of elective surgery, mm-hmm. I got to go down this rabbit hole in this sidebar. Did Dan show you Ricky?
No.
Really?
I ain't seen Ricky.
I sent the pic.
What the fuck you did? Not
yes,
to
I
me.
Did. I sent it to the group.
Psh, I ain't see it.
I wasn't part of the group.
I saw stop sign, stop sign.
You know what? That's today. That was today.
Never this seen was... no damn picture, no little Ricky.
Man.
So, Becky, your hours. Work versus working from home.
So, pre-COVID, I was probably working 45 hours a week.
Okay.
On average.
Okay.
Nope. No picture.
Post-COVID, I would say maybe 60 hours a week.
Wow.
I would say more. So do you feel as if more is expected from you by working from home? Do you feel like you're being taken advantage of because since you're at home and have access to work, you're expected to treat home as work?
I feel like there isn't anyone else who can pick up this slack.
So you are expected. So you're
I feel the pressure, like the some of the things that I do, if I don't do them in a timely manner, people's checks get messed up.
Right. Or so, but it would that not be the same as before though?
It would, but at the same time, I'm doing more stuff and I can't get to my normal duties.
See, that goes back to my question. Are you taking on someone else's job? Have you
There's no one else to do the job.
Right. So you have taken on
more responsibility. Yes.
Right.
But it's still in the realm of my job.
Okay. Yeah. So did you get a pay increase because of this?
No.
No. Okay.
Man, they're not even giving y'all combat pay.
Man.
No, nope, because my job, I'm not on the front line.
Man, you on the front line, because if it's not for you,
I'm
the
not
front
risking
line,
my
the front line workers wouldn't get no monies.
Well.
Man, so partially. Anyway.
So yeah, the working from home, as far as work-life balance, has totally skewed.
Gone out the window.
Gone out the window.
Right, because your work is your home,
mm-hmm.
and your home is your life.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is tangled up. And again, brought that point up because I had someone tell me that they felt like they were losing their minds. And, you know, that gave me pause. That stopped me in my tracks. Because, you know, we say that jokingly a whole lot. You know, I'm losing my mind, man. Da-da-da-da-da. But this person, we were talking and just out of the blue, I feel like I'm losing my mind. And, you know, we started exploring that. And it was everything that I used to do, I can't do. I'm stuck inside. I have these kids. Then the husband, you know, like they all expect me to continue to do the exact same thing. As you were saying, on top of now I'm the chef, I'm the teacher, I am still the wife, I'm still the mother. You know, I still have, there's like all these things that I would normally have to do, but there's added pressure because now I have my friend, she has three boys. I have three boys in the house. I have to homeschool them all. One of them is special needs. Plus, my job is now making me go back to work. But my boys are not in school. So they made accommodations. She works from home. But it's like, that kills me too, because I still have to do my job while I am refereeing three boys and cooking for them, cleaning up behind them, and for the husband, and making sure that all their schoolwork is getting done timely.
And not only that, you have other new challenges, like, okay, my significant other has a conference call at this time.
Oh,
I and have a conference call at this time.
That's when
who's gonna watch the.
That's when you pull your dick out and you put it on her shoulder while she's on a conference call, and she has to act like it's not there because it'll be really suspicious.
What if it's a Zoom call?
I don't know. Was it a Zoom call?
And you know, something else that I'm just going to throw out there because I thought about it. I'm glad I thought about it. We talk about IT, Wi-Fi access, you know, in all of these different gadgets, like the children have to have their schoolwork done. So they're using a device. I need to have my work done. I'm using a device. The husband is using a device. Like all of these, Mr. IT man, how do we?
Negligible. It's negligible. The average broadband internet can host up to 128 devices before you start seeing a lag in your network performance, which is why someone could be watching YouTube in one room, someone watching Netflix in the next room, someone downloading porn in the next room.
Well, what about when companies, because that has been known to happen, actually slow it down because all of these people are not now at home sucking up all this bandwidth. Think about that.
No, not a thing.
Well, why my shit be slow then?
Man, it sounds like your IT department need to do some shit.
If that's the case.
Nah,
I have like 6 devices. And that should be slow, man.
It's negligible on your regular, let's say, even 15 megs down, which is on the low end of the spectrum now. That's like bottom of the barrel. That's enough to have a couple of streaming devices, surfing, and doing all kinds of shit. So, I'm Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs, the show, all platforms, Black Law Podcast.
And I'm just Dan, and you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies.